From Elvis to Madonna, rock stars have faced a difficult time making the transition to the movie screen. Rap star Eminem is the latest to try. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says Eminem's done better than most.
When you sell 30 million albums, people are going to want to make a movie with you. Eminem's success has attracted both commercially savvy producer Brian Grazer and Curtis Hanson, one of Hollywood's most adept and sophisticated directors. What they've come up with is based loosely on the first steps in the up from the underclass journey Detroit native Marshall Mathers took to become Eminem.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment to capture, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous.
On another, more provocative level, 8 Mile represents a battle between the angriest man in music and the boa constrictor Hollywood system, willing and able to swallow anything whole and make it fit a pre-digested mold.
This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem.
Even an artist whose justifiable boast is, I just say whatever I want to whoever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want, however I want, could disappear without a trace. That did not happen with 8 Mile. It's a fascinating, surprisingly entertaining standoff which has adroitly managed to satisfy both of its constituencies, allowing all sides to legitimately claim victory. 8 Mile is very much an old-fashioned, somebody up there likes me kind of story, filled with plot devices that are decades old.
If you're gonna live here, you gotta start chipping in, Rabbit.
When's Greg getting his settlement check? Get the money from him.
No, I can't. He's gonna ask me and Lily to move away with him. Someplace nice, real soon. I just can't, I can't freak
Mom,
out.
Mom, you gotta stop living your life like this.
This venerable structure enables mainstream audiences to feel the safety and security of familiarity that's simply not possible when you pop an Eminem CD in the changer. You can see 8 Mile and not really understand exactly why the man aroused passion pro and con across America. The film has sort of sanitized him, but only up to a point. Nothing like what Hollywood did to Elvis.
Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water.
Eminem has such a strong presence, such undeniable charisma, that even in a Hollywood movie, his unsettling music has power and integrity, if a bit less nastiness. In fact, Eminem's seething fury is the most authentic thing in the film and the heart of its appeal. Director Curtis Hanson was the person who had to make this marriage of Hollywood and rap work. He is one of the industry's most accomplished classicists, a director whose films seem to instinctively make all the right moves. Hanson is also good with actors, notably Michael Douglas in Wonder Boys and Russell Crowe in L.A. Confidential. Hanson was shrewd enough to insist on 6 weeks of rehearsals to get the star of 8 Mile comfortable with the movie-making process. Just because someone can be angry in one medium doesn't mean they can do it in another. Eminem turns out to be an actor with a rare gift for rage, and movie careers, even big ones, have been built on less.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.